Good morning, brethren. How's everybody doing today? Good to see everybody in the house of God this morning. David said, I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord. We'll be going over question 14 this morning in the Baptist Catechism here. I wanted to make a small point before we started. Going up to question 15, so far we've looked at the sovereignty of God over His creation. At the end of today's, we're going to start be transitioning into original sin and the covenant of works that He made with Adam. Our question this morning is, how did God create man? And the answer is, God created man male and female after His own image in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness with dominion over the creatures. And this morning we're going to look at these 4 points: in His image, created by His knowledge, created in righteousness and holiness, and created to have dominion over the creatures. Let's ask the Lord's help this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for an opportunity, Lord, to gather in Thy holy name and to learn of You this morning. Lord, I pray that You'd help me. Help me to speak what You've shown me in this, Lord, to where it be edifying to Your church. And above all things, Lord, to be glorifying unto our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on both sides of this podium this morning, dear Lord. May You receive all the honor and all the glory for us. In Christ's name we do ask it. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 1, and we'll look at this point that we were created in His own image. Genesis chapter 1, let's look at verse 27. Verse 27 says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. And just that one verse helps with all the gender confusion in today's society. He created them male and female. Let's turn over to the second chapter of Genesis, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In John chapter 1, you see this same, the Word became flesh. This Word, Christ, scooped up, created man, and breathed His own breath into us. We're the only creatures that the Bible speaks of that He had this intimate of a relationship with. Look at Matthew chapter 19. Being made in His image. Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. And Jesus answering a question here, He said, and He answered and said unto them, have ye not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And I just read a little further in that, just to kind of piggyback off of what Brother Jimmy preached Wednesday night about. He's talked about in Ephesians chapter 5 how he was talking about marriage, but the whole point of that passage of Scripture was Christ and His church. That union right there. Our second point this morning, we're going to look at, we are created by His knowledge. Turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, and we have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Look at Isaiah 53 on this point. And this new man. And further along as we get in the catechism, as we go through this point of original sin, we'll see what Christ has done, this second Adam that came, and how we can be renewed, how we can put on the new man because of what he has done to undo what the first Adam did. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11. And this is a prophecy of Christ, what he would do on Calvary. Verse 11, it says, speaking of God the Father, he shall see of the travail of his soul, speaking of Christ, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. We were created by his knowledge. Our third point this morning, that we were created in righteousness and holiness. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 24. And we see this point again, that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We were created perfectly. In the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. God created man with a free will, with the will to either obey or to disobey God. And we know that disobedience entered, and because of disobedience, they were cast out of the garden. There was separation from God. But praise God, there was a new Adam that came and fulfilled the law to where we could be brought back in relationship with our Father. Turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Created in righteousness and holiness. Let's look at verses 73 through 75. Speaking of God the Father, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And the only reason that we can serve him in righteousness and holiness is that he covers us with his righteousness and holiness, those of us who are in Christ, who have put our faith in him. Look also at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 on this wise. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 17. And we know this scripture by heart here. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. To me, it's beautiful going through this catechism, because the preeminent thing that I see over and over and over again is I see everything pointing to Christ. That he may have the preeminence in all things. I see a beautiful picture of the sovereignty of God that we've learned so far. And now we'll start going through this original sin and the covenant of works. Do this and live. And God did not leave us in this state to fall, but he sent one that could do it. that was able to love the Lord his God with all his heart and to keep the law perfectly. And by him, he bring many sons to glory because of what he did. And our last point this morning, created to have dominion over the creatures. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and of every living thing that moved upon the earth. Turn over two chapters to Genesis chapter 3. Let's look at verses 4 and 6. And this is where the transition happens from the sovereignty of God into original sin. Verse 4 and 6 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know it in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And that's where we begin the descent of man after the perfect part of the garden. And I'll leave it right there this morning, and we'll pick back up on it next week. Let's ask God for his help. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this truth, Lord, that you didn't leave us in our sin, Lord, that you created us perfectly. You created us in righteousness and holiness, Lord, to walk before you pure. And you paid the price for it. And you covered us with your dear Son. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for the rest of this morning's services, dear God. I pray for the time with the children coming up, for the preaching coming in the next hour, Lord. Please send your Holy Spirit to bring forth your word. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears. Praise be unto your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. All right, young one.